This is Mags Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Queen with chocolate hair and eyes that look into my soul. And on your tippy toes until we're nose to nose. Don't worry, I'll meet you halfway. Cause baby, you're my short and sweet. Alright. Baby, you're my short and sweet. Sing it last one more time. Baby, you're my.
That was the big payback. I'm Rocker, and I'm dealing with a band coming into the Devil's Lair, so I have to
You should
apologize.
Have told me. Terry, just talk. Just talk. Don't touch any buttons, because who knows what I'll do, but talk away, because I sure can.
All right, well, right now, you need to push button on for mics 2 and 3, right on that board.
Here.
The
okay.
On button.
The on button. Oh,
and then we'll bring upon our guest, because, you know, that was the big payback.
Woo!
It was short and sweet. And
that was good, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Celebrating 12 years as a band, Madison's award-winning jazz rock band, The Big Payback, is releasing a new album called This Is The Big Payback, live at the High Noon Saloon on November 18th.
Thursday.
Oh, no, wait. So that's where I'm going. See, The Big Payback, live at the High Noon Saloon, and it was recorded November 16th, almost 2 years to the day from when the band recorded their 10-year anniversary show. And so the release show is the 18th.
Yes, that's correct.
Almost
Thursday,
confusing.
November 18th.
Here in the studio with us tonight is Jamie Kemmer and Kyle Raley of The Big Payback. Jamie, Kyle, welcome to Mags Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. It's awesome being here. Thank you so much for all the attention you bring to regional artists here in Madison.
Aww.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks,
that's
man. We
awesome.
Love doing it.
Awesome.
Congratulations. The Big Payback has been around for 12 years, but to those of our listeners who are not familiar with The Big Payback, tell us a little bit about the band.
I really can't imagine anyone not knowing The Big Payback at this stage in the game. What do you think, Kyle?
No, everyone has heard of us, at least.
We'll entertain your question anyway. The Big Payback. So if you come to a Big Payback show, you are going to see some amazingly fine musicians play the heck out of their instruments. It's a big group. We got a big horn section, piano, guitar, bass, drums, and two amazing singers. You just heard Luke Rovatch-Stetter singing Short and Sweet. And, of course, the one and only Miss Leah Isabel Tirado. And so, yeah, you're gonna hear lots of different grooves. You're going to hear lots of music styles. And you're going to hear some amazingly fine musicians just play the heck out of their instruments, for sure.
You know, I want to mention because, Rocker and I are very lucky. We have these in our hands. They are hot off the press. The CD, it's live. And what you don't get to hear sometimes on the radio is the chit-chat that is wonderful that we have off air. So we were talking, you guys, about the making of a live album. And I have always said a band like yours, oh my gosh, to have a live album must be a treasure, but it must also be one of the hardest things you've ever done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like we were talking, you just got to be extremely prepared in order to successfully record a live album. It's not like in the studio where you can kind of go back and edit and do this kind of stuff. You got to be road tested. Everything's got to sound great. And it was just a one and done show for us. So we feel extremely lucky and fortunate that we were able to grab it that night.
Oh, I love that. Kyle, I got to ask you because I laugh because people that sometimes think, woo, it's magic. It just happened. Here it is. It's amazing. It's a whole lot more than that, isn't it? Were you guys nervous? Was the band nervous thinking, we get this one chance to do this and it better be the way we hope it is? Did that add pressure?
Yeah, that's a great question, Terry. I guess we probably were, you know, it's a big show, so we're maybe a little bit nervous for that. We've also had kind of some really bad luck recording live albums.
No.
We've tried to do, or not albums, but we've tried to record live songs before, and it's like something always goes wrong. So there's that additional layer of like, oh, you know, did everyone, push record and do everything they're supposed to do? We had some great people working with us this time, and you'll hear it on the album. It all made it to tape or to, you know, CD, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I'm so happy for
so
you guys.
Lucky.
16 songs too.
16 tracks.
I mean, you don't get CDs that have 16 songs anymore.
We maxed out the 80 minutes.
We took it
all the way to the limit with this one.
Yep. I cannot wait. I want to ask you guys too, because you know, I've heard other music. And I'm sure it's really going to stand out on this new CD, Live at the High Noon. But your music is not easy to play. I mean, all of you make it look like it's super easy, but all of you have such interesting backgrounds and incredible music careers aside of this band that I think you guys get up there and play and you just are like, woo, this is what we do. Your music has got to be so hard for all of you if you would have someone else jump in and try to play your music.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of music degrees in that band. We're not messing around. And, also what's cool about, you know, being on this show and just Madison being what it is and having the rich arts that we have and lucky to have here in Madison, we all play in a bunch of different outfits, too, throughout the Midwest. We're running around playing, cutting our teeth with other bands, other styles. In a given month, it's totally normal for me to be playing salsa music, jazz, funk with other bands. And then to be able to bring all of those skills and talents that all of us are gathering, playing with other bands in the region, and to bring it and put it all into the Big Payback makes the Big Payback what it is.
Well, I know you guys want people to dance, but I'll tell you, one of the first times I saw Kyle on stage, and it was with a different band, actually a couple different bands, I think. I saw you play guitar. You play trombone, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Both times, two different occasions, I just stood there and looked at you, and I'm like, what can't he do?
I haven't figured it out.
It's incredible. But all of you in the Big Payback, that's you. And so anybody that goes to this show Thursday, what a treat. These are true musicians who love what they do and cannot wait to play for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Rocker.
Wow. Hey, I'm still here. Did you know that?
I know I took over, sorry.
Now, you guys took your name from the classic James Brown song, The Payback, and you shared the stage with original James Brown drummers Clyde Stubblefield and J-Bo Starks, who have both passed. Tell us a little bit more about playing with these two legendary players.
Well, having Clyde call Madison home for decades was an amazing education for numerous musicians here in Madison. that time. He was so willing to share his talents and his expertise. Those Funky Mondays, having people up and jamming, and what an amazing talent, an amazing resource, an extremely kind gentleman. And to be able to share that celebration that we did that night with the original JBs, in addition to Clyde and Jabbo, there was also Fred Thomas and Fred Wesley. And wow, for me to be able to play next to Fred Wesley, trombonist, hearing him play, I grew up listening to Fred Wesley play those licks, and then to be standing right next to his bell and listening to him rip that is emotional, quite honestly.
Wow. He's
amazing. And then Fred Thomas, I know Fred Thomas shared some great stories with Kyle that night and just brought an amazing professionalism to the stage that night, in addition to, of course, Clyde and Jabbo.
Yeah, that's definitely something I'll remember for the rest of my life, playing with those guys. It was one of those things where it probably should have been really intimidating to like step in and play next to like such amazing established musicians that you hear on the radio like every day. But they were just so nice and so welcoming, and they just kind of made it this really like fun atmosphere that it was actually really comfortable playing with them.
Wow. I agree.
Now, your new album is released Thursday, November 18th at the High Noon Saloon. Tell us about the show. What can we expect at that?
Well, Pancromatic Steel is going to get the music going at 8 p.m. if you haven't heard Pancromatic Steel yet, wow, another super talented group, and extremely, you're not going to hear any other group in the region play this music.
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, you're going to see what, I think it's like 8 steel pans that they got.
Yeah.
They drag those up on the stage. Great singers, amazing sax playing, and just like some amazing steel pan playing. There's some amazing percussionists in that group, and super cool, just awesome. Really happy. They're the ones that reached out to us first.
Oh.
They set up the show, and we were like, hey, well, this would be a great opportunity for us to turn this into an album release.
Oh,
the timing
God.
Was just work. Yeah, so
that's
like
right.
Just major props to them. Anyway, so they're going to kick it off at 8 o'clock, and then about 9:30. It is a school night, right? So we're going to try to keep it a tight show, but we'll do one long set from 9:30 to about 11. And we've got Ra Fury joining us on the stage. Ra's on this album live at High Noon. And so Ra's going to be with us that night, helping us celebrate this release. And it'll be the big payback, full throttle. We're going to do some tunes from this album, but also some a tune that's never been played before live, a song that was just written by our lead singer called Tonight.
Wow.
Luke and Leah teamed up to make this new. It's a super like fun, dancey, also difficult tune that we were working up really quick. Luckily, we have one more rehearsal before this hit.
That's awesome, guys.
Nice.
Can I ask one more, Rocker? I don't know how much time we have left, but both you guys, I also want to thank you because in talking with them, you both teach others how to do what you do. You're music instructors giving music lessons. Thank you for that, because music is so important, as we all know and as we all talk about. You've won a ton of MAMAs, Madison Area Music Association Awards. But if you had to kind of look at the big picture now, and neither of you are going anywhere, and you're both super young, what makes you so proud of what you've done to this point? Is it something with the band? Is it something with your students or the people that you're working with? What makes you the happiest? And Rocker's given us a 2-minute finger. 2 minutes.
You gotta get rolling.
I mean, yeah, that's really flattering. That's awesome. Thanks. The music makes me extremely proud. When I hear the music, both the albums that we've recorded previously and this new live album, and specifically the live album just reminds me of kind of the community that comes out to see us when we play live. And I think of all of our kind of friends and family and fans. And that's what I think I'm really, really proud of. Really,
absolutely. Yeah. I'm super proud to be a part of this community, quite honestly. And just to be able to get this crew together and crush some original tunes is the best. And then to be able to have this release, something that's grabbed and tangible and that we can share with people, it's oh man. I mean, when we got the final product and we're putting it on, that's a pretty darn proud moment.
It's a nice looking CD too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We hope to eventually get this on vinyl as well. That
Yeah. Okay.
So where do people find the Big Payback online?
Mm-hmm. BigPaybackMusic.com. BigPaybackMusic.com. That's a one-stop shop. You know, we're on the socials and all that good stuff as well. We'll have this album posted up on our Bandcamp, which you'll be able to search from our website, BigPaybackMusic.com, and we'll have a digital download available the night of the show, and then of course you can buy the physical product from our Bandcamp page.
All right, Jamie, Kyle, thanks for taking the time to come into the studio. We really appreciate it.
Incredible.
In under 10 seconds, tell us what Running with the Fire is about.
Running with the Fire is just about sticking it to the man or the whatever's getting you down, and just like realizing what's important and just like sticking with your guns even when it's hard.
Yes.
Running with Fire. This is brand new, The Big Payback on Max Inc. Devil Radio 92.7.
Thanks, guys.
The time is
Yeah, that's brand new. The Big Payback. That is Running With Fire from their brand new live album.
I got to tell you, I just got a couple of texts from people listening.
Oh.
Loving the new song. So now you're getting a sample, and you are going to want to go check out the Big Payback's CD release show at High Noon Saloon in Madison. That is this Thursday night.
Wow, November 18th.
Yeah.
High Noon Saloon. Mm-hmm. What's coming up quick? We got about 20 seconds
okay.
or so.
Yeah, we've got so much great live local music still ahead, including a discussion with Matt DeBlas. He is actually leaving the Madison area, but he's got some fun things to talk about. And then Devil's Lair is at 8 o'clock with Greg Hall, all here on Max Inc. Radio.
Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.